Sponsorship for this KQED live audio stream comes from Brevo, a customer relationship management platform that can help engage with clients across email, SMS, WhatsApp, and more. For more information, visit brevo.com. That's brevo.com.
As we've been hearing, state budget cuts took a big chunk of funds from Medi-Cal, California's health care program for low-income residents. Dental care took the biggest hit. The new budget eliminates those services altogether. Other major reductions came from eliminating funding to clinics in rural areas and payments to skilled nursing facilities. The man who oversees the Medi-Cal program in California is Toby Douglas, and he joins us now by phone from Sacramento. Mr. Douglas, good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, the overall cuts to Medi-Cal were about $400 million. Give us a sense of how you decided what to cut and how much.
The governor and the legislature have really tough choices this past year with the magnitude of the budget deficit. And Medi-Cal plays a significant role in our general fund, a $14 billion general fund program. And as the governor and legislature were looking for decisions, they had to look at the Medi-Cal program as a way to reduce expenditures overall across the state budget. And there are really three different ways to reduce expenditures in Medi-Cal. It's either reducing the enrollment in the program, the individuals who are eligible, reducing payment to providers, or the array of benefits that are available to our beneficiaries. And due to federal changes, there were requirements that eligibility levels stay the same, and our payments to providers have been reduced or are under court injunctions. So this past budget was where it turned to was looking at the benefits that were available to our beneficiaries. And under federal rules, there are certain benefits that the state are not required to provide. It's an option, including dental benefits. Now, dental is essential for our beneficiaries. And while it was essential, there were tough decisions that needed to be made, and the administration and the legislature reduced the availability of those services for adults. Children still can receive dental services, but for adults, it's no longer available. The same is true in other areas where we have optional benefits or optional payments, such as payments to primary care and rural health clinics. Those were the tough decisions that we had to make.
So you're saying basically that you had a limited array of choices, and you had to cut from where you had the choice to do that.
Scott, that's exactly it. It was that they were all very tough choices, and those limited choices that we had to make, and they are tough, and they are consequences and impact to our beneficiaries and our providers.
So someone who needs, say, a root canal, or they have a painful broken tooth or a mouthful of cavities, they're just out of luck if they're an adult in California and they can't afford it?
That is right. They would have to turn to free clinics or pay for out-of-pocket care, but unfortunately, based on the decisions that were made and the financial crisis we're facing, we are unable to provide that array of services.
And so where does that leave people like that? What impact do you think it has on them?
Well, what we hear, as the state agency, we do receive many calls from our beneficiaries on the impacts, and we hear that from them, the impact and how
what do they tell you?
Tell their inability to receive dentures, inability to, as you noted, to receive root canals. That this is placing pressure on families, on their ability to continue to be productive. And we understand these consequences, but the state had to make some extremely tough choices in light of the budget, both in terms of over the past year tax increases as well as reductions across the social and health and education and as well as corrections. It's a very tough time.
Now, you're the top dog, so to speak. You oversee the whole program, so a recipient can't just pick up the phone and talk with you. But I wonder if you, in fact, choose to talk with anybody who calls in to hear directly from people what effects the budget cuts have.
My philosophy is that I need to hear from everyone. I work very closely with all the stakeholder groups throughout the state to continue to hear what is going on the ground level. I work with my staff to hear from them what they're hearing from beneficiaries. And if a beneficiary were to call my line directly, I would want to hear from them. That's my job, both to understand the impacts as well as to continue my job to see how we can improve the program and improve the services to them with limited funding. Even in these tough times, it's my job to keep on trying to make this a better program.
The governor has said over the years that California is just trying to do too much in too many places, and we don't have the revenue to support the kinds of services that we are providing in California. Is that how you see it? Is this sort of the new normal in California?
You know, the governor said, even with Medi-Cal, that we where we're going with our Medi-Cal program and the growth in spending, it is unsustainable when you take it in the context of the amount of revenue that's available. And in this past budget, the legislature and the governor did come up with some long-term solutions to try to reduce the overall growth in spending in Medi-Cal related to looking at ways to better organize the care and coordinate the care for our most vulnerable and most costly populations. And that is one way where we really do need to try to get our spending under control, is by doing new approaches for coordinating care, for providing care more efficiently, looking at our administration. We have proposals that was approved by the legislature to look at centralizing eligibility to make that more efficient. So there still are ways that we can get it under control and try to provide the services that are most important and most essential to our beneficiaries.
You said at the beginning that basically there are three ways to reduce costs in Medi-Cal. You can reduce eligibility, you can reduce payments to providers, or you can change the array of benefits that are available. But you are restricted in that sense by federal requirements. If you didn't have those restrictions, if you could have saved the money any way you wanted to, how would you have done it different?
We would have more likely looked at, while we would not have wanted to reduce eligibility, we have in the past reduced the number of individuals served to try to balance the ability to provide a high level of services and benefits to individuals instead of providing services to a lot of population, but a very limited benefit package. So there's a likelihood, if without federal constraints, that we wouldn't have just looked at benefits, but we would have had to look at eligibility as well.
So let me just ask you this. There have been cuts in the state budget this year and in previous years to programs for health and social services. Where do you think all these cuts leave California's social safety net?
Scott, it's in a very vulnerable, unstable situation. There's no question that the impacts are far-reaching on our social and health programs. We believe that we still, the fundamental safety net in the program that we provide in Medi-Cal, whether it's for children or adults, is still preserved, but it is becoming a more unstable system as we reduce different services.
When you say unstable, what do you mean?
Unstable, I mean that the ability of our provider networks, are both health and social providers, to be able to provide the same level of services. The ability for our beneficiaries to receive all the services that meet their needs. The impacts are starting to be, will start to be felt by both providers and beneficiaries.
You know, I have to say, just talking to you over the phone, listening to your voice, you sound deeply disturbed by this.
It's a very tough time, but even in the tough time, I'll tell you, talking about the reductions is very hard for me, but I also thoroughly and continue to enjoy my job and enjoy the opportunity to challenge, both in terms of challenge of trying to make good decisions and good for people of California and both the beneficiaries we serve as well as broader taxpayers of California. And try to make some good out of a very tough environment. But it is, you know, we don't do these jobs to create impacts on our beneficiaries. We do these jobs to try to improve the outcomes and the quality of life and make sure that we're using taxpayer dollars as efficiently and effectively as possible. And it's a very tough time.
Well, as you know, there's a lot of talk in Washington now about changing the healthcare system. And we don't really know what the final package of bills is going to look like that comes out of Washington if the president actually does sign something this year. But it looks like everyone is going to be required to have insurance. And I'm wondering what you think, what impact you think that might have on California, on state government, and the people who are now uninsured or underinsured.
When it comes to the proposals that have been going forward in the Senate and the House, as well as the president's vision, the governor administration is very supportive of the overall proposals, and it's very much in line with the governor's health care reform back in 2007. Where concerns come into play is back where we started our conversation, Scott, is just the fiscal implications. Many of these proposals put additional burden on states to pay for expanded eligibility as well as keep eligibility levels at the levels they are today. We, as we discussed, are having a tremendous difficulty just sustaining the programs that we have today. The thought of having to invest significant general fund in expansions when we can't pay for our current health and social and education programs is very concerning. And so we're working and trying to make it clear to our delegation, as well as the president, that while we support broad health care reform, we cannot take on any additional unfunded mandates.
Toby Douglas, he's director of California's Medi-Cal program. Mr. Douglas, thanks so much.
Thank you.